Track number 18, La Caleta. Beyond Salobreña and the Peñón Beach, we come to La Caleta. Its streets are well worth exploring, or you could just relax in Lavadero Square or stop for a drink and watch the sun go down. With its famous sugar refinery, a children's park, sports facilities, a pensioners club, a cultural centre, a park viewpoint close to the old chimney and the aforementioned seafront Lavadero Square, La Caleta is a great place to while away a few hours. The local fiesta, held each year in honour of the Virgin del Carmen, the patron saint of fishermen, is celebrated in a special way here. A procession of small boats bedecked with garlands set sail from La Caleta, accompanied by encouraging cheers and fireworks. Church services take place in the modern La Caleta Parish Church, which was built in 1966, but before that, they were held in the sugar factory's own chapel. The old sugarcane factory, Azucarera Guadalfeo Nuestra Señora del Rosario, was built by Joaquín Agrela, a Granada businessman, between the years 1860 and 1861 on the grounds of the old Eusebio Molina farmhouse. Workers and labourers soon arrived in La Caleta to find employment at the new factory and settled in huts and other haphazardly built dwellings. A significant number of these workers stayed on throughout the winter fishing months, and the newly populated areas in La Caleta and La Guardia became known as the Fisherman's Quarter. The site chosen for the construction of this sugar factory was very successful. The addition of a pier beside a small cove allowed access for the coal needed to fire the machinery, and, likewise, the existence of this pier allowed the exportation of the sugar by sea. On the death of Don Joaquín Agrela, his children formed the society Hermanos Agrela in 1871. In 1920, this partnership became a limited society with the name Azucarera Salobreña Nuestra Señora del Rosario. Between 1928 and 1931, new machinery was installed in sections of the mills and distillery. But after the Civil War of 1936 to 1939, the facility was out of date. So, in 1953, they proceeded to carry out a plan to modernise the plant and create a section to produce beet sugar. And in the decade after, it was developed again to expand the boilers and distillery section. In 1974, the sugar beet section ceased to function due to low profitability, and 2 years later, due to financial problems, the factory was sold to the local Montero family, who owned Azucarera Guadalfeo. 2005 witnessed the last year of local sugarcane production, and, along with it, the last sugarcane production in continental Europe and the sad demise of the ancient tradition of sugarcane cultivation and processing. Nowadays, the factory is used as an alcohol distillery and fish farm. It has been designated as a cultural establishment of Andalusia and is protected due to the interests of its ancient machinery and industrial buildings. Unfortunately, it is not open to visitors. Next interesting point, Lavadero Square.